Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We tried to play the whole Eminem cipher from the BET Hip Hop Awards, but we did not have the edited version. So we threw it up on the Facebook page and 1025 The Bone's Twitter page. So go ahead and find that. We'll take your phone calls. We want to hear what you guys think of it. Mosh, you have the lyrics written down.
I don't have them, all of them, right, written down, but
the,
I got
the key parts.
Some key parts.
And you're gonna break it down and kind of give us your take on it.
Sure.
Do you want to tell us like a grade, like A to F before what you would grade it?
Well, I grade two different parts of it. Now,
okay.
I grade, like, he could have written about a topic that he didn't even believe in, and I would grade the lyricism on how he wrote whatever topic he's going. I think, for me, I think the lyricism was very good. It was cohesive. He started with a great intro. He kept all of the filler on topic. He threw a lot of multisyllabics in there, but he didn't, you know, veer off course. Everything, you know, went with everything else, and he ended, you know, with a good conclusion. So for writing, for me, I thought the writing was good.
Yeah, he got a lot of message out in 5 minutes, and okay. All right, so the second part of the grading, what was that?
I think his cadence, man. If he steps in the ring like that with some professional battle rappers with that kind of cadence and a little bit of even timidity,
he
would get hurt. He would get eaten, you know, in a battle ring like that. So I mean, I think he needs to be more crispy.
Yeah, it's almost like he was out of practice. Like he came out of retirement. You know, they're like, "Hey, M, you want to do some? You want to write a rap about Trump?" And he's like, "Ah, damn it, I'm scratching scratch off tickets right now. You son of a bitch! I got $200 million to spend before I die." And they're like, "All right, well, you know, you don't have to write about like a girl in the trunk or anything like that. I mean, that's, you've already done all that. But like, how about Trump?" And they go, "I don't like him." And they're like, "Well, write her like a rap." "Okay, well, I need Dr. Dre to give me a beat." "No beat, no beat." "What do you mean, no beat?" "Just like standing in like a parking lot, like under an interstate with like some really scary looking black guys behind you." "Oh, that sounds fun. What am I doing it for? Like a commercial, like a car commercial? Buick? Is it Buick?" And I go, "No, M, no. Mr. Mathers, it's take off the sweater, the cardigan. It's, I can't talk to you like this. It's going to be for the Hip Hop Awards." "Oh, I do hip hop. I did hip hop for a long time. We know that. "No, I don't want to wear those original. Get that away from me. It's stupid. They're delicious. They're buttery. No, it's going to be like real, like we want you to be aggressive, you know, like really go after Trump, like, because you don't like him." "I don't like him." "Wait, a lot of people don't." "Okay." "But you need to be really upset, like really pissed off, like really get back to your roots and just drop it on him." "No beat." "No beat."
"Angry."
"Yes."
"Okay."
And then he just went out there and he did it. But I think he sounded too angry to me. Like, to me,
sounds exactly like himself.
Yeah, but like, it sounded to me like he was really like something that Trump did to him personally. Like, right at, like.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a beat in the background, so it just sounds scarier.
No, man, he was like really mad. Like, I was like watching it going, "Oh, man, he's..."
Have you heard his first album, the Marshall Mathers LP?
Yeah.
And he's talking about cutting up his wife and putting in the trunk of the car. That was kind of scary, too.
We've all talked about that before.
He was way calmer, actually, talking about that.
He was. He's making it all, like, fun.
Yeah. It would be weird to try to convey the message that he was trying to convey if he was, you know, docile about it.
Well, not
it.
Docile. But it's a happy medium. Like I get mad all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I look, the rage I get on the interstate, and I'm still not as bad as other people. Like, I say stuff to people. I honk at them sarcastically. I go, "Look at you. Look at you. Why? Why are you an Asian lady? Why are you supporting stereotypes? Stop. Stop. Just gas pedal, lady. All you gotta do is tap on it and your car will move forward. That's how they operate. It's like the bumper cars at Busch Gardens. It's the same thing, but you're not allowed to hit me." But I don't ever flip out and run her off the road. he seemed like he was like ready to pop a cap and you know, like he's really, really upset. So
definitely.
So break it down. We'll take some calls on the 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
We have a real quick, we got a comment on the Johnny B Show page on the link I posted from Galaxy. Guy that was in here with us a couple weeks ago, he said his message was typical. His message was typical. Flow was garbage. It wasn't even off the top.
Ooh.
I'm sincerely disappointed.
I mean, it wasn't off the top. I don't think that he. I don't think that he meant for people to think
he did.
You think he meant for people to think that was a freestyle? All of those words.
He does that thing where he messes up.
Yes, he did the fake mess up. He's like, hold on.
Stop.
You're filming it. You could say, cut that, man. Let's just do it over again. We're fine. We got plenty of daylight here. You know what I mean? I can buy the sun. I have $200 million if we need to do this a couple more takes. It was.
I feel that.
I never
even thought of it like that, that he was, if he was trying to pass it off as a freestyle, that is audacious.
That's why I don't like it. That's the main problem I have with it. That if you're going to pre-write it, I think he's way stronger of a lyricist. I think he's way stronger. And that's a compliment to him, me saying that. That's not me dogging him out. That's me saying I expect more from a guy that I think is probably top three lyricists in the history of rap.
Well, I think he can do way better. But see, I like his style when he wasn't trying to rhyme every word every
me too.
Half a second. I just liked it when he would do, you know, three different rhymes in one, you know, two bars and make the punchline just unexpected and crazy and hit you in the chest. That's
right.
What I like most about him. Instead of stringing together a million things.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a writer, so I know how hard it is to write so many things that rhyme together and make it cohesive. So that I was impressed with that.
I know, but it's still, like you said, the cadence too. Like he was like taking like way too much time. If it was off the dome, you got to be faster than that. Like you could come up with something faster, easily. Any average freestyler can come up with lyrics faster than that. That's why it just seemed weird to me. It seemed like it was forced, like melodramatic, and he wanted it to seem like he was coming off the dome and it took too long to get there, and you're like, what's going on with him? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what are you doing? It would be like, and I always use football analogies, it'd be like if you were a football player, like Jameis Winston hikes the ball and then he just stops. And then all the guys are like, should we tackle him? I don't know. It looks like he's making up the play as he goes along. I bet he is. I bet Dirk Cutter didn't even draw up this play, and he's like, okay, Deshaun, go long. And then Deshaun Jackson's like, okay, you know this play is taking way too long, right? He's like, I know, but I'm about to throw a touchdown with it. You'll see. And then he throws it behind his back, spiral. He catches it over like five dudes, and then he runs it in. And then, like, you could tell that the five dudes covering Deshaun Jackson meant to miss it, like a Make-A-Wish kid running a touchdown. And you're like, I don't know. Kind of looked like they planned it that way. That's how I felt about the rap. It just felt kind of, come on, man. Like, I would have been so much. To me, it was a bigger moment when he first busted onto the MTV Awards with the 500 Slim Shadys behind him.
Yeah.
With a Hi, My Name Is with the t-shirts and everybody had their hair dyed and he walked through Radio City and the Times Square.
That was awesome.
That was so dope. That was so revolutionary and like blew the whole show up. Like he stole that show. I thought that this was just seemed contrived.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of time probably to write that stuff. So like, and if you're gonna like, it's what he did 4.5 minutes of rhyming monologue.
Yeah,
I do 8 minutes, you know, every other week,
right.
And memorize new 8 minutes. So like, I think he should have been more crispy, especially if he's Eminem.
Yeah,
definitely,
exactly.
I just felt like he was like, I have an opinion too, and I'm gonna say it in 5 minutes of my rap, and I'm gonna do it without any beat because I want everybody to listen.
Like, I didn't really get that from him at all. It was weird. I didn't really get the sassy woman thing at all. It was the opposite. He was like, I'm super angry and militant. And I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, like,
but
he
isn't that
really
his
mad.
Kind of whining? Like, his version of whining is like being angry and militant kind of.
I don't
of
know.
Thing.
I'd have to hang out with him and find out.
I will say overall why I think he did that is because there's a lot of people coming out now and taking stands and taking knees
that's what
and
I mean,
stuff.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And there really hasn't been a, you know, a credible white person to come up and stand up.
I love
for
how
the,
he's
that
the credible
culture,
white person.
So
yeah.
I think
I
want to
be a credible white person.
I gotta be honest, the only reason why I don't take a knee, there's only one reason why I don't take a knee, because I'm not sure if I can get up. You know what I mean? Like, that would be so embarrassing. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm gonna protest. I'm like, hey, one of y'all Republicans want to come over here and give me a hand? Like,
I'm going to protest forever.
Please, I'm seriously. I'm waiting for the next national anthem. I'll just act like I'm tying my shoe for a few hours.
The whole team's kneeling. You're like, no, I can't. I just can't.
Somebody come pick me up. Ryan, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, man, I thought it was horrible.
Yeah?
I think he gets that white boy rapper pass, man. All he does is whine. That's all he does.
No, he's actually, he's got a pretty good catalog of music.
You don't make $200 million just whining.
Yeah. I think people from Detroit should be more proud of Kid Rock than that guy, man. He's horrible.
Sorry, man, I lost your phone call. I don't know what just happened. That was so weird.
You know, Madonna's also from Detroit.
Oh, you shut your mouth. I'm not from Detroit. I'm from San Diego.
No, I said Madonna.
She thinks it's Madonna.
Thanks for listening, Ryan. I really do appreciate that, man. Oh, man. Right now, he's hanging around all his friends at the Notice Acid going, I just told him about Kid Rock. Come on, boys. High five me. Yeah. Somebody let me bum a 305. Let's go to Carl. What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Chilling.
All right, so I had a couple of comments. First of all, y'all was talking about that he was trying to come off as though it was not premeditated, but his first few words are, I forgot how I want to start this.
Well, you can always start. You can remember how you're going to start a freestyle, but, I mean, a freestyle means that you're making it up off the dome, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's been a long time since Eminem freestyled or anything. I mean, even if you go back to, like, the Rap Olympics, I don't think those are freestyles because it's been a lot of that stuff.
Maybe.
Down the road throughout his stuff.
Probably right.
In any case, what the other part that I wanted to break down real quick is it was garbage, man. He didn't really do it that hot. I'm with the protest, and I think that it's great he took a stand against Trump.
Yeah.
Man, he's fell off a lot over the years from where he was. Guess that happens when you get $200 million.
Can I ask you, what part did you think was garbage? Did you think the lyrics were garbage or the way he said it? Which part did you think was garbage?
Yeah, I would say more of the flow than the lyrics. I mean, he's still more lyrically relevant than pretty much anyone making hip-hop in this day and age, except for maybe, you know, some other cats that aren't getting much shine. But, you know, just the flow in general, I mean.
Flow means really a lot. It really does mean a lot. And, that's a part that I didn't like also, Carl. So I think we agree on that point. And thanks for the call, pal. I think it's a flow. Like I listen to, like, if you want to name like an up to date artist, you know, like I like Logic. I think Logic, he's great with lyrics, but his flow is sick. You know what I mean? Kendrick, flow. You know what
Drake,
I mean?
Drake, flow.
Shut up. J. Cole, flow.
Drake, flow.
No, stop.
All white girls love Drake.
Drizzy, I do not love Drake.
I do not love Drake.
I
like Drake because
I do not YOLO.
He's involved in the battle rap community a lot.
I don't mind him. I like a few of his songs. He's fine.
Dude,
you know what
his
mean?
Voice is silky smooth.
It's auto tune.
Awesome.
I would have sex with him.
Auto tune.
He is auto tune.
No, he's not. He's fabulous.
You think that with the Eminem thing though, you think that because there was no beat, that's why people don't like the way he sounded? Because like he always has a beat usually, but he always has that weird cadence.
No, he did that on purpose.
You think?
Yeah, he did it on purpose. It's fine.
Crazy rascal.
A lot of people like it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.